It's Thursday. It's 10 a.m. It's time for Tom and Shane Business and Politics. Glad to have you along with us. Thanks for joining us this morning. And, well, the big news, Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, home invasion. We want to know what really happened to Paul Pelosi. And there is a ton of conspiracy things out there, but we're not going to tackle those. What we are going to tackle is a few questions that are going on. And I guess the first question that we need to talk about, Shane, is why no 911 call? They always release these things when there's, some kind of a crime like this. So where's the recording of the 911 call that sent cops to Pelosi's residence?
Well, that's right. And the fascinating thing is no physical protection, no Capitol mm-hmm. Police or U.S. Marshals. Second thing that's fascinating about it is he set off the alarm from the bedroom upstairs. Mm-hmm. And the police were there within minutes, of course, and somehow he got from the bedroom upstairs to downstairs. Now, why an 80-year-old man would set off...
Okay, you froze up.
And, okay. I'll be right back.
You're freezing up again.
There we go.
All right. Where was the...
Why wouldn't he go in the bathroom upstairs, lock himself in, or have a safe room upstairs? Because they're wealthy people, They're in excess of $200 million in their value between them. Mm-hmm. So, you'd think anybody like that, and certainly I would, I'd have a safe room. I mean, great movie. Remember the movie?
Yeah, I do remember the movie. But why not release the 911 call? What is the harm in doing that? What's the problem? We always hear these things. We heard the OJ 911 call we heard. Come on.
Well, that's right. And of course, it took 5 weeks for the media to get all these different things you want to talk about with regard to a car accident. They actually had to go to court.
Well, that was another one that, there was no, there was very little information released about that. And, if we're going to have transparency with our politicians, if we can't get the police reports and police, interrogation, and they come out and they do this kind of waffy, wimpy news conference about him. I don't know if you saw the news conference or not with the, the police, Capitol Police guy. And not much information there, Shane, not much going on. So,
well, the astounding thing about all of this, typically in Canada, when anything like this happens, they don't release anything because, it's under investigation. They just come out and say that.
Yeah.
And even, even when it goes to court, this is a matter of the court to decide. And then you get like a one-liner, convicted, not, after the proceeding. The reluctant thing here is the politics of it. Now if the Speaker of the House husband is vulnerable to a home invasion, if that's what it was, you are too. So, politically, this, I don't think, goes well for the Democrats, seeing this happen. Everyone has to be shocked in your country, thinking like, where was the physical? Why was there a police car out front? Or
why was there a presence there?
Don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say there's so many things we don't know, and that's questions we're trying to answer today. And the other question that's always is released is where's the mugshot of this guy? I mean, they arrested him. At the scene, took him down and arrested him. I'm sure they booked him, and there was no bail. Surprisingly, it's California, but they felt he was a danger to society. But they always release the mugshot to the press. Why no mugshot in this particular?
Well, yeah, I've seen a picture of him from his Facebook.
Yeah, we got pictures all over the place of him, but not his mugshot.
Clearly, he's Hispanic or white, whatever. And he's a member. You know, he was a big supporter of Black Lives Matter. So you know, he's a woke liberal. So this thing about I wanted to kidnap Pelosi and threaten her, and I'm not sure that, however, this story is trying to be, you know, like directed for the media before the election, I don't think any of what you're hearing now is going to come out as factual after the election. They're trying to, you know.
No, it won't. It's pretty much a done deal on that one. Pamela weighs in. The news indicated Mr. Pelosi asked the intruder for permission to go to the bathroom, and then he got dressed and called 911 about his friend. Well, that's one of the theories. We don't know. You know, there was that someone else answered the door, besides the two of them.
Well, that's the interesting thing about this. You know, apparently he showed up with a hammer. We don't know. I mean, that's what the cop.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah.
But and they're claiming it was a home invasion. Yet, once again, you know, you're the Speaker of the House's home, and her husband. He's alone. He's in his 80s. Yeah. He just had a car wreck and was in the hospital. Your door isn't enforced, locked. You know, you don't have like deadbolts and locks, and there's no identifiable effort to break in. So you know, the police, obviously, from watching police shows, you know, I watch it. You know, Blue Bloods, my favorite show on TV, CBS on Friday nights, and you know, you go, well, then he invited him in. Well, why would he invite him in? I mean, why would you invite someone in who's at your door, and you look through your peephole or whatever the hell you've got, or you even open the door with a chain or two on, and you see he's got a hammer, and you're going to invite him in? Like, none of this makes any sense, okay?
Well, no one knows if he brought the hammer or whether the hammer was in the house, you know?
That's right. I mean, I'm a gum shooter. I'm just throwing stuff out.
All right.
You know, something stuck to the wall, and it's not, you're going to find out it's not what you expected.
It's not working, is it?
No.
Daphne Ray weighs in. I must live in a cave. Well, the comment means that in my description, I said you must live in a cave if you haven't heard about the invasion of Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi's house on, what was it, last Friday, I believe. And a guy shows up there, and the police are called, and they're wrestling on the floor with this hammer. And this guy smacks Mr. Pelosi a couple of times in the head, gives him a skull fracture. So that's what we're talking about.
A couple of the reports I've seen, they both had a hammer. Like, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I say I don't want to feed any theories here. You know, we're just asking how come some of these questions aren't answered. And the big question, of course, is where is the body cam footage? I mean, that would show. You know, what the police saw, because apparently the police came in and saw them wrestling on the floor with this hammer. So, where the hammer came from, we don't know.
That's the question. How did the police get in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's assume for a moment he's invited in. Mm-hmm. Then you'd lock the doors again. So, you know, were the doors open? Is this something that happened right away? You know, was this guy in the house? Did it happen right away when he came in the house? You know, like you have like you said, a whole list that a gumshoe cop, you know, would want to, you know, try and figure out, you know, where were you when and how did he get in? And, you know, clearly the police didn't say they had to break in to protect him. So it sounds like the doors were open when they arrived, and they heard the scuffle and perhaps just walked right into it in the hallway. That's what I hear.
Well, that's very what we're strange. That's what we don't know, and that's why we're asking these questions. Is normally when there's you know, some kind of a crime like this, we get the footage. We get here's the guy coming into the house from the outside cams, and you know, here's, you know, the body cam footage from the police. And unless they're, you know, unless they don't want to prejudice the case, you know, when they take this guy to court by showing it. So, you know, a juror wouldn't be influenced by seeing the actual crime from a body cam. That's the only reason I can think of not to release him.
The other thing too is that you know, it took 3 or 4 days for them to charge him, and you know, apparently they kept him in jail. This wasn't a guy that just got out and released without bond. Then they took the charges to court, and you know, you know, he had a large bond posted on him and that he couldn't afford, so he's in jail. So all of a sudden, you know, the rules don't apply to you know, the criminals that attack a Democrat majority leader's spouse. But you know, anybody else, he would have gotten out, like happened in that other case that's gone on now, where the guy walked up and I think it was in New York, and you know, they let him out, and he walked, went home, got his gun, and walked up to his ex-wife and the two children, as she's walking her to school and or walking them to school, and shoots her in front of his own kids, kills her. What outrage! This, you know, both posts, both blue states, have this type of horrific issue, and people wonder why they keep voting the way they do.
The other big question is apparently the security tapes weren't monitored because Nancy wasn't there. So they had to rewind the security tapes to find out what happened. Now, if that's a security company you have, I think I'd be calling somebody else. You know, if they're not going to watch these tapes 24/7, you know, why even have a service? I mean,
let that becomes another one. Were these internal video machines, you know, like internally, the security was internal, or was it a service that monitored the home where, you know, you can see it, you know, like you can turn on your heater and stuff on your way home to warm the house out, but, you know, check it out while you're on holiday. Yeah. I mean, and one more question. Let's assume this was a some provider, internet provider. Wouldn't they have someone watching the video? Like, you know,
sure. Well, that's what I mean. They had to go back and rewind the. Well, they don't use tapes anymore, but just for the vernacular, they had to rewind what happened. And apparently, they had internal and external security footage. So
I think you'll find it's going to end up where they entered the home together, or he went to the door and let him in. That's you know, my gumshoe look at it, you know.
Yeah.
Sticking all well, over the floor.
Yeah. And the tapes would clearly show that, you know, how he entered the home, because, you know, the things are on all sides of the house. And they got a 10-foot fence and everything else.
Better than a riot out front.
Well, I guess it must
be. Yeah, exactly. It's better than a riot outside.
It's a scary thing. The governmental candidate for New York was also a victim of something going on there as well. So we want to.
Well, yeah, that's because they have, you know, they're in such dire need of a story that they can get on. I mean, you know. It's like that airbag, you know, HC getting onto that airbag MSNBC gal, you know, and talking about how dangerous and destructive the Republicans are going to be. It'll be the end of everything. And, you know, this is like we got, 2 years left on the global warming and we're all dead. I mean, nothing's happening.
No. Well, we're off the topic a little bit there.
No, it's all the same. The point is, it's all the same.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too, you know, I was watching MSNBC and CBS, and they have the transcripts, I guess, of the police report. And you know how they go and they highlight things they want to talk about in yellow. Well, I read the parts they don't highlight. And one of the things this guy said in one of the things, it's on the screen, it says, DePayne or DePete or whatever the hell his name is, he said, I'm tired of the lies coming out of Washington. Now, they didn't put that on, you know, but it's there on the screen. They just didn't highlight it. You know, they take but, the,
and,
you know,
and he also said, you know, I wanted to take Pelosi, you know, captive, and I wanted to, you know, shatter her knees. You know, here's another issue. That's another question. The schedule of the principal, you know, three. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the leadership. You know, the president, vice president, speaker of the house.
She's second online. Yeah,
her schedule is online, and you just go online and know where she is. So, if he was after her, he would have known she was in Washington. I mean, he's online. He's got Facebook. He does social media. So it's again, this makes no sense because if you're after Pelosi, you would know she was in Washington. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got another comment. It's too long to put on the screen. Not that I don't want to put it up, but what's the debate? The guy's in the hospital with a skull fracture. Not even a question as to how police got in. I get it that some hold Democrats suspect, but creating a debate here about an assault on the spouse of a controversial political leader spouse is reaching. What it does reveal to me is that security for our national political leaders' families is inadequate, especially in light of today's political climate. So, the point is, what leads up to these attacks? And I will tell you exactly what, in my opinion, what leads up to these attacks is the permissiveness of the police, defund the police, no bail. People now are committing crimes because they know they're not going to be prosecuted. Or if they are prosecuted, there's no bail. They're out on the street and they can go wherever the hell they want to go. So that's what leads up to all of this stuff. School shootings, the riots in Portland and Seattle and Wisconsin and D.C. and New York. You know, nothing happens to these people. January 6th, you're put in prison forever, you know, but anywhere else, no problem.
Yeah, and it's a one-sided anarchy. You know, when they say, you know, the rules are for thee and not for me, it becomes anarchy. So you try to misdirect what you're allowing to happen in your states that you're running and operating, and create this story over here that there's no factual basis for it. And worse, you know, you have hearings and you create all this false information and you make all these accusations. They don't even have circumstantial evidence on January 6th. Ignore the actual information.
Well, I don't want to go there.
Interview people.
I don't want to,
you know,
I don't,
so on and so forth.
Yeah, I don't want to go there. You know, that's
no,
that's
I'm making the comparison to this where this happens and no information, no transparency, as they use that word all the time. But, you know, clearly there's an effort to not cover it up, but, you know, just not allow the story to be
information to come out. Yeah. Well, that's what we're looking at here. Where's the information? I mean, this would be a no-brainer. We've got police footage. We got security footage of the guy coming there. So either came alone, came with somebody, came with Pelosi, who knows, you know, we don't know. But the other question, the last question we've got to ask Shane, is an illegal alien from Canada, no less, with BLM on his bus, right wing, just being from Canada would prevent him from being right wing. I mean, holy mackerel.
I'm just so excited about it because of all the, you know, the Democrats are talking about wanting to build a wall now between the US and Canada.
I know. We need a wall, don't we?
Yeah, those socialists from Canada want to come down and attack us, you know. Wow.
Well, we'll see. Let's see. Another comment, the drone video over the property showed the back French doors broken open. There is also an indication that the intruder had a backpack with zip ties and another hammer. It was assumed that the doors were broken and open with the hammer. Well, assumption is certainly can be true, and that's what we're talking about here, that there's so many conspiracy theories out there that we don't want to feed those as much as we do asking where is the transparency of this? Where's the footage? Where's the where are these things that show him entering the home? Yeah, I mean, that footage is available, and we've also got the body cam of the police there witnessing Pelosi being attacked. So where is that footage?
Well, and again, let's talk security. I mean, you got to think about it. If your wife's the Speaker of the House. So yeah, French doors, great. Large windows, great. I had them in my home. They were in the back, so you virtually couldn't see them. And they were full glass, doors. And
sure,
windows.
Yeah.
So I had brass leaf framing put in front of the glass. And we actually had a house sitter once on a trip we were on, and someone did try to they shattered one of the window, the doors, but they couldn't reach in because I had, I had deadbolts across and two in the floor. So you could, you couldn't get in. But the long story short, what about sound security? I mean, I had that in my home. Heck, my neighbors had the same security, and I caught a flying squirrel that came through their chimneys.
Yeah,
set it off. I mean, why wouldn't you have that type of security in your home? Sound security to trigger the shattering of glass. Again, good question.
And maybe they did.
And a reasonable, what's going on here?
Well, the other thing too, breaking in, as you mentioned, they've got a 10-foot wall around this place.
Oh, I know.
You got to come in through some kind of gate to get there. I guess you could do like the illegals. He wasn't illegal, so I guess he got a ladder and climbed over the wall.
Maybe that argument in the hot tub, and old man Paul Pelosi slammed the door and it shattered the window.
Glass, it might be. Well, we don't want to suppose things not in evidence.
Oh, but, I'm just trying to be look, no one condones this. It's a terrible thing. Yeah. Whatever happened, involved, not involved. The timing is not good, and that's regrettable.
No.
It's one of these things that just creates so much interest, right? I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah. Well, some final thoughts. As we talked before the show, I believe this helps the Democrats. The sympathy is pouring out toward them, whether they have sympathy for Nancy or not. I think this. Let me finish.
I thought you were done.
Yeah, no, I wasn't gone. I think this does help the Democrats. Right before the election, I don't think this was intentional to gain sympathy for the Democrat Party. I think it just happened. And as Obama's chief of staff said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And I don't think they are. I think they're going to capitalize on this as against the Democrat Party. This is an attack against the Democrat Party.
By a Democrat.
That's where it is. Well, we don't know that. Supposedly, according to every police report, this guy has right wing all over his website that was started the day of the attack. And who pays for that? The guy's living in his bus. So who's paying for the website and the connection and all of that? So that, again, is a little suspect. So I don't know. You tell me. So anyway, that's my thought.
I'll tell you.
Go for it.
Okay, hold on to your hat, your seat, and butt, because this is nothing but stupid. And it's not going to help the Democrats, because anybody that's sympathetic to this story regarding it, they're going to vote Democrat. They were before, and they're going to after. Yeah. It's not going to help them anywhere else where people are deciding, if crime is one of their top concerns, along with inflation and food and gas and the things that I do think are affecting this election. I think it's 3 or 4 crime. It's going to cause them to even want to go vote more, just like that terrible incident we spoke about in New York. So, yeah, no, this does not help the Democrats in any way where a swing vote could happen. I think it pushes someone to vote Republican in that case, because they want more, protection and they don't like the crime.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Hey,
but I have another story if you want, and it'll be next Tuesday, Election Day, because we'll have another podcast, and we'll
pick winners.
That's right. We will be able to pick winners, but I'm saying Republican. How big? I think will be determined, of course, Tuesday night. But I think it gets bigger every day. There we go.
All right. Award-winning Tom and Shane, we're on live on the radio this coming Saturday. We'll talk more about Pelosi there as well and get a feel for what our listeners think, because they'll be calling and texting in on that item. So you may want to check us out. We're on 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. Just click listen now. Nothing to join, no signups, no email. Nothing is needed to be part of the show. And you can call us, you can text us, and we would love it if you would check us out. Past shows are also at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken to all of our past shows, which is kind of cool. So
that's because we've been right so much we can laugh about it. We don't even have to pat ourselves. We don't even have to pat ourselves on the shoulders, because we just come on. We talk the truth and, full disclosure, we're transparent, and all of our videos show that. We got a great library of stuff to all of our calls from politics to business. Right on, baby. We're ahead of the game.
Yeah. And we also are, we're approaching 10,000 downloads of our show. So we're pretty happy about that. So, hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, and like us. Don't click on the subscribe button on the screen. That's just a graphic. There's a subscribe in the lower right-hand corner or under the video on YouTube. So we hope you'll subscribe on YouTube and check us out. Also, Shane and I write, so if you want to know what we're thinking on some of these topics, we write on medium.com, and there's a link to the our respective writing below in the comments. And also, if you would like to support the show monetarily, Patreon is the way to do it. We'll do a lot of fun things for you if you support us monetarily, so there's a link in the description below for that. And also, if you'd like to make videos like this and make money on YouTube, well, we use StreamYard. And there's a link to a free version of that below, and you can check that out. And so that's going to wrap it up for us, Shane.
Except for one thing, if you know somebody and you think they'd be interesting, have them contact Tom. We can do a split free screen and have somebody else on and have them talk with us. Business people that own businesses, or idea people that have ideas they want to become businesses, people with issues in their business. We both have probably 100 years of experience between us on running business, owning business, and saving business. So we cover it all, and we're happy to share with you and have you share your time with us. So, copy this, email this, share this. Facebook this and help us out, because we win with more people watching and they'll win too. So thank you for much. Oh, okay. Thank you for much listening.
There you go. Bruce predicts 70 Senate seats and 300 House seats. So we'll see.
There we go, baby. You're my man, Brucey.
We'll see how that turns out. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. We'll talk to you on the radio on Saturday, and we'll see you next Tuesday with our political picks right before all the votes are counted. And then Thursday, we'll recap and see how well we did.
And celebrate Tom's birthday.
That's true. All right. I don't know if we're going to do that or not. No. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, we are. We got to get those candles lit.
No, we're not. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. Ring the notification bell. Like us. Leave a comment. We like that a lot. So we'll see you on the radio Saturday and back here Tuesday.